I'm wondering where I can put this up.
If I put that there, will that be in your way?
I'll
put it up there.
And then you do the other side, because you've got exactly the same angle the other side.
Because I was very interested about what you were telling me about cinema.
As I say, I didn't know really a lot about cinemas, actually. Mm-hmm. Although we used to go to them, you know. But, I've lived there 60 years, so I should know a bit. But
yeah.
It all depends what questions you ask.
Because you were saying that you didn't go quite so much after you were married, is that right?
Well, we used to go in the evenings, the same, you know, where we lived. I lived with my mother because she was left on her own, so we didn't leave her. And we had a house when they just started building.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was only my husband and I and mum. But we used to just go out the same as usual, obviously, until perhaps later on when you get children and you can't go out.
I see.
But yeah, we did. We used to like to go to the Dominion, that's the big one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is now, I don't think it's I don't think it is the Bishop Palace. I don't think the Granada was there for a long, long time after. I think it was the Dominion mostly that we went to. And I told you there was a small one, an Odeon, down South Harrow, opposite Saint, was that there, obviously. I can't remember any others there. Somebody mentions a Colosseum, but honestly, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
So, and that there weren't any more, as far as I know. So, you know, that's where we start.
Yeah. Was the Dominion your favourite out of these?
Well, yes, because it was a nice large one anyway. Yeah. And it wasn't divided up like it is now. It was a theatre on its own, you know, and you had the big bottom parts. And if you wanted to go up to the circle, you went upstairs to the circle, which was all one circle, but now I think they've divided into three or four sort of small picture palaces or whatever they are.
Yeah.
But I haven't been to the pictures for years here now.
Excuse me, the orange for you? Yes. You've got another cup, so you've got a teacup.
That's fine, as long as it's cold, I don't mind. Thanks a lot.
Oh, God, you got that orange.
It's a nice place.
Yeah. 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 Very helpful.
Oh dear, miss me.
Because we didn't really have much of a chance when I came before to talk about things like stars to any great extent. I mean, did you have favourites yourself in the film stars?
Well, I did, but let's face it, I'm back a bit now, aren't you, with me? What, Gregory Peck and Gary Cooper, and Ben Crawford. Put them in front of me and I should say, oh, I remember that one, but it's the names I'm trying to think of now.
Right, I'm going to do just that then. Well, I brought along this book. It's from 1935, I think.
Just before I was married. Yeah.
Just before you were married.
No, it isn't. Unless you've been sitting there.
They were both lovely and I used to love them.
Oh, Robert Donat,
yes.
What was it about him that you liked?
Well, I don't know, really. It's difficult to explain, isn't it? I just don't know. I think mostly people will say the same, you know. Well, you put a mark on the outside. I remember that name, but I can't remember her, and I don't
Jean
remember
Muir.
That one.
Yeah.
I didn't know her. I don't remember him a lot, just remember his name. Mm. It's just the ones that she...
It's a wonderful picnic.
Is it?
writing.
Oh, he was always very good, yes, Lionel Bangor. He... I remembered him as a young man, but as he got older, he was then confined to a wheelchair, wasn't it? That was Lionel. I think, you know, he was crippled up with arthritis and that, but he was a very, very good actor.
Were there not more of the Barrymores?
I think they were two or three of them, yes. I don't know. I think there's a, I'm not sure, Michael, but this is the one I remember mostly, you know. But there were two or three of them.
Yeah.
Don't remember at all.
Which one do you have? The Rosso or the white one?
But Madeleine Carroll, you were saying you, you liked her as well.
Yes, but you see...
She
did not give them any
more straws.
The girls, the actors and actresses and that. I mean, if you ask me anything about anything now, I wouldn't know anything because I'm not interested because... Well, people and that things alter so much, don't they, you know? I mean, this was in my day when I was, well, I was a year before I was married. I was married when I was 25, so this was, I was 24, so I can't go back all that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Charles Lawton, yes, he was very good. He was a good actor, but he wasn't somebody that you could really say, oh, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it mostly, you see, it's the part that they take, isn't it?
Yes.
See?
Did you see that one, Henry VIII?
Must have done, yes, but I can't remember much about it. Like that. I'm not going to be much helpful with all these because I'm not with it. Oh, yes, these were lovely, weren't they? I was trying to place his face, but I couldn't. Clive Brook. You see, they were all such good actors and actresses that it's difficult to pick out any, really. I mean, you do have your favourites, but they were so good in, you know, in their own way. Leslie Howard, yes, I remember him. He was lovely. He got killed in a plane crash, didn't he? This one.
Oh, the Scarlet Pimpernel.
I can't see this very well.
Yeah.
What I'm looking at. Where am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes. That was a totally good film. It was very interesting.
Did you like these sort of historical films?
Well, yes, on the films they were, because they were very good, you know, when they took them to the guillotine and all this sort of thing, you know. That one, of course, was, yes. Yes, I did used to like those.
About an inch in diameter, you know, they've still got to grow.
Yeah.
Is that Gary Cooper there?
Have difficulty in seeing.
Yes, it's great. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. I don't remember her.
Yeah.
Yes, and of course, being very young, you know. But it is. Yes, it is Gary Cooper.
Yeah. I see. It's Lives of a Bengal Lancer.
That was so. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just a way back.
Yeah.
I just honestly can't remember much about them.
And, the shrubby ones, I forget what he called
Well, of course, Marlene Dietrich, she was. I can't see her, whether that's, but that's not her.
I don't think so, no.
I could just see that.
Yes.
You know, it was in during the war in the forces, which of course everybody was after her, really.
Claude Rains.
I remember Claude Rains. I didn't know her. Claude was quite good, actually. he wasn't one that you'd say, no, because he wasn't so, he wasn't tall and debonair,
right.
Put it that way,
yes.
You know. But he was a very good actor, yes.
Do you think you were more interested in the men stars or the women stars? Or?
Not really, but I can't see any here that, you know. I mean, I would have never have recognised him.
No, no. Charlie Chaplin without his hat.
No. No, see, that was Madeline again.
Yes.
They were lovely girls, and they were so beautiful. I suppose, if you go to the films these days, and you know who you're looking at. But I've not been for years and years.
Because you mentioned stars like Katharine Hepburn a minute ago.
Oh, yeah, she was lovely. Yes, there was Katharine, and there was Audrey Hepburn as well. And Katharine used to act with Spencer Tracy. Audrey, because Audrey was a different type. Also, because she was beautiful and she was younger, I think, anyway. But yes, I did love those two. Isn't that Jack Luke? Oh, it is. I recognise that without looking at the name. But he wasn't, well, it's true, he wasn't in films, I know, but I think he was on the stage more than the films, really.
Yes.
You know. Jack, who was in my answer, his wife, that'll come back in a minute.
It wasn't Cicely Quigley,
yeah.
Someone like
that's
that.
It.
Yeah.
That's it,
yeah.
Yes. Oh dear, this is going back a bit, isn't it? I'm trying to find the girls, but I can't.
Mm. Elizabeth Bergner.
No, I remember the name, but I can't remember anything about her, really.
Because I think we talked a bit about Betty Davis the last time I was here.
She was lovely. And, you know, when you saw films of her when she first, you know, came to the film, she was so young and beautiful. And then as the, and she was, as she was young, she was all right. As she got a bit older, she got most, can I say, erratic. You know what I mean? She was, her attitude, and she was always twitchy and smoking, but that was her, that wasn't put on. If you watched her, every time you saw her, you know, she was that sort of person. But as a young one, right through her acting ages, you know, was lovely. She really was. And I think it's sad when you see them in their old age. Far better not to see them when they're in their old age, to see how different they've altered, because a lot of people alter so much. But she was, yeah, she was lovely.
So someone was saying that to me about Ginger Rogers, that they wished she'd stopped making films.
I have never. I got such a shock when I saw her a while ago. I have to pick my cup of tea.
Oh,
it's all right. Quite a while ago. And I thought to myself, oh dear, if that had been me, I would not have put my face in front of the camera, because she was such a beautiful girl. You know, she really was. And to see how she'd altered and got all, and of course she was getting on, wasn't she? What, 80s? She'd gone so fat and flabby that no way would I have put myself, had I been such good looking and all that, in front of the camera then. But I suppose she didn't think she was. You don't.
That's
you,
true.
You don't when you get old. No. You don't really. You just go with life, and you know. But no, she was really lovely. Yes, going back some now. Anyway, I'll have another look.
But size-wise, I would have said the first is quite large. It's quite a little. Beautiful. But if you ever want to go the other way, it's not bad, the old one. Yes.
See, when I see them,
yeah.
I used to love her too.
Oh, I'm running away.
She used to act with them. Oh, I've forgotten his name. I think it was called, she was in Thin Man or something like that. Pardon?
Powell, William, was it William Powell?
Yes.
And the little dog.
Yes, she was lovely too. That was Catherine.
Ah.
But I wouldn't have, looking at that picture now, it is too young as, because she's still around now, you know.
Yeah.
And she doesn't alter in her older years. I can't remember her quite as young as that.
No, I would have thought of her as older too.
Yes. I usually know people by their eyes.
Yeah.
That's it, Loretta Young, because she had lovely eyes, and that she was a lovely girl. But you see, they were so good and so pretty. You can't. There's not a lot you can choose or say about them. I don't like this one, and I don't like that. Because we like them all, you know. And him,
Robert Young.
Yeah.
Is it Bushy Heath?
Sometimes, you know. It wasn't, when I say so long ago, I suppose it must have been a few years ago. But I think when you go back and you do see a film of what they used to be like, he didn't seem to me, to have altered all that much as he got older, you know what I mean? But yes, he really was lovely.
They've only just gone over the food and
She was an actress, wasn't she?
Mary Ellis.
A film star.
Yeah.
So I only know more or less by her name.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to go uptown and see shows, but I used to love him. His singing was beautiful. He used to sing, you know, not songs as you know them now, you know, there's all these pop nonsense. Really. Lovely songs like. His name will come to me in a minute.
Yeah.
But his songs were lovely.
Yeah. Richard Tauber.
Tauber, but yeah. You like. Yes, he did. Like, you probably don't remember that one, My Heart's Desire. Look at me popping out all over. Austrian singer, yes, that's it. Yes, he was gorgeous. Yes, I remember her too, but the same. I remember the name, but not her. That's going back a bit.
But you say you went into the centre to see the shows sometimes.
We used to go uptown.
Yes.
Oh yes, up to. We used to go up Oxford Street, right? My husband and I, and we did that. We did that before we were married, anyway. But we did it all through the years, and so that we noticed how things altered. We used to go uptown, and we used to go to the show, and then we'd come out, and then we'd go into what they used to call, I don't know what they call them now, Lions Court House, and have a lovely meal, which was served by waitresses who were called nippies, and they were dressed lovely as waitresses, you know, white cap and apron and all this sort of thing. And that used to be a lovely evening out. We also did that as we got older and I got my little boy. We used to take him as well with us. I remember one day we went into Lions Corner House. They were big shops, not little ones. You know.
Just show someone around.
And he had to have high cushions on the chair, you know. And he had they used to call it tutti frutti, in a big long glass like that, you know, of jelly and ice cream and fruit and all this nonsense. But you remember all those things, you see. But yes, town was lovely. I've not been up there now for years. I don't think I would want to go as the world is now. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. But you weren't afraid to go up there, Meander. you know, it wasn't just a thing we used to do quite often, not just a, yeah, now, you know, come what may.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like there was a lot to do, a lot of
there was a lot. I mean, I don't know what goes on up there now. I suppose there is a lot to do. But it must be in a different way, mustn't it? I mean, I don't know what they do now, but... And once again, sometimes when I see the prices of the theatres now, it gives me a shock. Good gracious me. But we used to be able to afford to do it, even though we weren't wealthy, but we managed to do it. And that was lovely out there. We used to have a walk around, and we used to go into the pictures sometimes, Leicester Square Theatre. That was in a square picture place.
What was that like in the 30s?
What, the picture palace?
The Leicester Square?
When you say what was it like, I can only, you know, what can I say? I don't know what it's like now, do I?
No. So what was it like then?
Well, it was the heart of London, obviously, you know. So that you didn't go up to Leicester Square every day. It was a thing that when you went to London, you went to London and had a mooch around, as we used to call it. Yes, it was all right, because there were a lot of theatres and picture places up there then. But mostly we used to go into the one, the Leicester Square Empire, and which was very nice. Yeah, so,
was it grander than the ones, the local cinemas? Or?
Honestly, I don't think they were. I think it's just the fact that it was in London.
I see.
You know, grander, yes, in money-wise, paying extra money.
Yes.
I don't think they were. It was just the fact that you'd gone to London to put to the pictures.
Yeah.
Instead of the locals, you know. Being a bit big-headed, really, isn't it? But this is the way people looked at it.
Yes.
You know, so... And if you listen to that later on, you're going to say, my son said to me once, all you keep saying, Mum, is, you know. You know.
It sounds like you got a great deal of enjoyment out of going to the films then.
We did, because more or less it was our life, you know. I mean, I know I met my husband at a dance, but it's a funny thing that unless you're way into dancing, I mean, I've always liked dancing, but unless you're way into it, it's not something that, well, if your partner doesn't sort of keep it up with you. But no, that was our life. We used to go to the pictures and then, you know, to go uptown to make a break, we'd go uptown to a meal and go all around the theatres, etc. You know. So nice breeze coming in somewhere, isn't it?
It's a relief.
They think I'm going, I don't. Let's see you. I have the strength. I must do that, Mary, because I
mean, were there any kind of pictures you weren't so keen on, or did you like most of the films then?
Well, obviously, you know, there were films that we liked better than others, so that if the ones we liked better than others were on, we'd make a beeline for them. It was almost, oh, see that. But if it was sort of something... Probably actors, actresses all didn't sound very interesting. But we didn't bother. You know, you've got to... I know when I was first married, because Mum, we lived with Mother as well in Harrow. You don't know Harrow as such. You wouldn't know that years ago. Hardly where I live close to it now. It used to be a cattle bridge, where, you know, and it was all rough and ready. It was still called the cattle bridge, but of course it's all built up now and traffic goes over. But Mother and I used to go every Wednesday afternoon over the cattle bridge. We used to have to walk right round to North Harrow, where there was a picture palace there, and we used to go in there. But well, it depends what was on. Might have been Charlie Chaplin or Laurel and Hardy or something like that. But we used to do that, you know, practically once a week. But when it came to anything else further away, of course, I went with my husband, and that was, we'd go uptown or into Harrow, to the Dominion or whatever. And it was, life was quite simple then, dear. I mean, I don't know what it's like now for you young ones, you know, but you probably laugh, you see. But
no, not at all.
We do. Yeah. That was our life. Thought it was good.
No, I know what you mean. I like going to pictures as well. It's something that takes you out of yourself, I suppose, really.
Well, I know my son probably could do it now because the children are growing up. They're grown up. But my son, I couldn't remember him taking his wife out before the children were born. He might have done. I mean, I don't know. Didn't seem to go out like my husband used to take me out about, and let's put it that way. You know, and I used to say to him, well, when you get married, you don't want to give up everything, either of you. You want to keep your friends, and you want to make a point of going out, you know, perhaps once or twice a week, whatever. But it all depends on the person again, doesn't it? You know, you can't tell other people what to do, can you? So, and if you can hear me grumbling all the time, this is because I've got a funny tummy.
Oh.
Well, I haven't.
I'm sorry.
No, it's the way I'm sitting.
I see.
I had a serious operation, and I think they put all the words back wrong.
Oh.
No, it's not all coming out from there.
I'm sure it hasn't.
And when I don't sit right, I grumble.
I see. It's interesting that you say that, the importance of going out after you get married. Do you think that...
I think you should. When I hear of, or you read, or you hear on television about young couples, my husband and I, we weren't jealous of each other, if you know what I mean. We lived a good life. We married 60. I haven't got him now, unfortunately. But this August will be 60 years of married life. But we were 2 years short of a golden wedding, which upset me, you know. But not that he used to run, because he didn't, but I mean, if he was going out anywhere and I wasn't supposed to go, if I knew where he was going, I'd say all right, we wouldn't query it. And the same with me. We weren't just sort of, you can't do anything without me, we've got to do it together. Because I don't honestly believe in that. I think you should both have a little freedom. And this is what I try when, I mean, my son is happily married, I hope, I think he is. I used to say to him when he was young anyway, you know, going out with girls, I said, you just don't want to try out the first one you meet, Ducky. I said, you want to try all the chocolates in the box to make, you know, to make sure that you are getting somebody that you're going to get on with. Anyway, as far as I know, that happened. Claire, my granddaughter's 21, and Paul is 18. So they're growing away now, aren't they? So therefore, dear, I've only got my memories to look back on, which are nice.
No, it sounds like it.
I think it's exciting, really, but we did very well, you know. We always have had a holiday every year and enjoyed what we did and what not. Apart from that, yes, it was pictures and theatres. I think in the adult age, we're really like that. But, well, it's what's mapped out for you, dear, isn't it? You've held all to that. Still haven't you?
Does it say it sounds like you had many happy times?
Oh, yes. I don't regret it. And another thing is, though I like men's company, and I have had a couple of offers, you know, married, but we had a good life. I don't think I could. And another thing is, I think unless it happens when you're young and you've got to make a new life, you know what I mean, that's different. You'd be comparing, and if it didn't work out right, then what? So in the stay as I am, I'm on my own, but I do go out to the light, the blind club and what not. It's not so bad.
No.
Oh, yeah, so more
identical, actually. It's the same position as ours. Like, I mean, what I could do really, if I wanted to. I was going to try and guess, but I did guess before I said it.
Yeah.
That was Jean Harlow from Bombshell, before, wasn't she? Yes, that was years and years ago.
Did you enjoy her films? Did you like her?
Yes. She was all right, but I never went mad on her doing it. Like, you know, like some people would. It all depends on your taste, doesn't it? You know. Yes, I used to like Cary Grant.
Oh,
lovely.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. John Bowles, he was a lovely singer. I'm sure he was. Yes, that's right. Yes, he had a beautiful voice. See, I mean, I remember all these as such, but it's difficult to know to choose, you know, because they were all so good. If you ask me anything about any actors or actresses now, I'm not going to tell you a thing.
When did you stop going to the pictures?
Well, there again, you see, Carol, my sight has been going for a long while. It's nearly gone now.
Did you know that not, do you?
I can remember. I used to go to the pictures in some afternoons, you know, when my husband was at work. We used to have matinees then, dear, for ninepence. What ninepence is. Anyway, that was beside the point. We used to do that.
But I
know we went one evening into it was the Regal. We lived in Wembley then. And when we got in there, I said to my husband, this is useless, I can't see very much at all, it's all so dark. But I've only come to conclusion now, because my eyes were going and the light wasn't right. And I know, I can't even tell you when that was, lovely, but it was a long while ago. But I know from then on, we didn't go very much, because well, there'd be no use me going anywhere like that now. Going from one light to another, it blinds you completely.
Mm.
So, you know, my husband's been dead 11 years. So I haven't been for 11, and long before that.
In number 2, Mrs. Lodge, that was my aunt.
I don't know, I want to. Really? Not as, I mean, you see, the point is, Carol, you've got television, dear, haven't you? And this is what stops a lot of people from doing these things, because you don't have to seek it. You've got it coming to your home. You watch what you want to watch, don't you, dear?
Yeah.
So apart from having it there, you used to go out to the pictures as well, really, for the company, you know. And it was always full out, standing room only or whatever, you know. It was always full out. We used to queue for a long time outside the Dominion, stand there in the cold and wait, and then you managed to get in. But then when we came out again in the evening at about 11 o'clock, we weren't afraid to walk home in the dark like we are now. So, they all ought to. I haven't got a clue what it's like now. haven't got a clue of what a lot's like when you can't see.
Mm.
You just know, I can see a little bit, but not too much. And you're doing this project, aren't you? And you come from Glasgow, don't
That's
you?
That's right, yes.
And how long are you on this project?
It's 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we're, it involves going around a bit and talking to people in Glasgow and Chester. And I'm going to be going down to Suffolk and Norfolk next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting around.
Exactly.
You really are. I used to say, he wasn't nice to look at because he got bald eyes. But if he was in a film, I'd like to see. Because he was a good actor.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it sort of did something for the film and that. Peace Laurie, yes. I remember the names, but I don't remember her.
Mm.
Oh, Charlie Chan, yes. Yes, that was good too. Yes, her.
Jean Arson.
She was nice, yeah. Yes. See, they were all nice, but you can only just pick out and say, oh, yes, I did like her, perhaps a little bit more than others. And there are, it's a new one. No, I remember the names. You know who he is, of course, don't you?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes, he was very good. He was a lovely actor, too.
He looks very young there as well, doesn't
he?
Yeah,
he certainly does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he improved as he got older, actually.
Well, you know, you say that now. A lot of actors do, and a lot don't. And when you're watching, this is it, when you're watching television sometimes, you'll look at them and you think, I know that face. Oh, of course. And then you think, oh dear, I don't like him as he's got older. And vice versa, you know. But it's been, now I'm up there once again, you see, I can't imagine. Do you remember the name Dirk Bogarde?
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine that he is old as he is, but of course he is. But he, I don't think that he's got nice older as he was when he was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was somebody else, and I thought, no, I don't know. Walter Pidgeon, do you remember that name?
Mm-hmm.
I used to like him, but I saw him once as he was getting older in a film, and it wasn't in the film. It was him himself getting older, and he kept on putting his tongue out. Stomach, I don't know, and that put me off. But it's a shame. You remember them as all lovely, glamorous, and all this like the girls as well when they were young. But it alters some people mature better, and others don't. So. And that's the same for the men and the same for the women, isn't it? I mean, it was like poor, what's the name we were just talking about. And also Dave, she went on right to the last, but she looked so old and haggard.
Mm.
And it was a shame because you live with your memories, don't you, there? And this is it.
They have to turn it back again, otherwise it would have been too. Yeah.
you ever get the film magazines? The Picture Goer?
No. I was never a person to buy books, magazines, yeah, or anything like that. No. No, I didn't. That was going back a bit too, when I was just... I should say before my time, but I can't. Oh, dear. Oh, he used to be a boy, Tom Balls. Yes, you'd go and see a film if you knew he was in it. Because you knew you'd get a good film, you know. Yes.
Serena? Yes. Would you give me that little waste paper basket?
And I remember Yvonne Arno. She had, I don't know if it's still there now, but she had a theatre up in London named after her. But I haven't heard anything lately, and you know, it's probably gone. I haven't got a clue.
I work extra hard next week. I've got a work basket that Bert Cannon made me.
Who?
Bert Cannon made it for me.
Oh, Bert.
He was good too,
Dodman,
yeah.
He
used to live on the council estate, didn't he? Yes, he lived at
South Farrow. South Farrow? Yes. Oh, did he? Yes, South Farrow. Yeah. Hmm.
He's looking at you, he's got cheeky eyes.
He has, he really does, yes.
Clark. I could pin him up in my bedroom. Yes, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Is
he this? Bob.
No, I didn't mean there.
There's
a waste paper.
Well,
that's Mary.
It's Olivia de Havilland,
I think. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yes, you know. Yeah, she was mad. I was just trying to think who he was. I knew who it was, but just seeing
him.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know. She's all right, isn't she?
The Mary Dressler.
She wasn't young and beautiful.
No,
no. She was a very good actress. Yes, I remember. I can't explain the part she took, but she was good. Yes. Have you watched these two recently on the television?
I think the last thing I saw was Top Hat. This thing.
Not too many weeks ago. Mm. They had two or three days of their films on.
Oh.
And then, it's time for the day.
Oh.
When the driver comes in, I'll have to go out and see Auntie before I go.
Oh, right.
But, I'm fine, I haven't been more helpful.
Oh, you've been very helpful indeed. Absolutely.
Because I won't be here anymore at all.
Right.
Because this is my last day, theirs is next week.
Oh, I'm glad I caught you then. Yes.
I go to Norman. I said, I'm going to go to Norman.
Yes.